Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The House has passed a $95 billion package providing aid to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific region. The legislation moves on to the Senate, set for a vote Tuesday. It's been a huge upward climb to bring the bill to the House floor.
We did our work here, and I think history will judge it well.
One that Republican Speaker Mike Johnson is getting heat for by some in his own party who are supporting an effort to oust him. His job appears to be safe for now. The massive aid package includes nearly $61 billion allocated for Ukraine. The BBC's James Waterhouse tells us that will help greatly with weapons troops need to stop the Russians.
It does allow Ukraine to potentially do more than hang on. We don't have much in the way of specifics yet on what the US is going to provide in this bill, but it's thought to be artillery shells, lots of them, the scale at which only the US can provide, medium-range missiles, other weapons systems and armored vehicles too.
Those weapons could begin arriving in Ukraine in about a week. Ukrainian President Zelensky described the US support as vital. Congress also okayed a bill that would give the president the power to potentially ban TikTok on national security grounds. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Even if this bill passes the Senate and President Biden signs it into law, there are a number of people who are concerned that the legal battle around this could grow into a fight around the First Amendment.
Former President Trump is bracing for a historic day in court. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Trump will face criminal charges of falsifying business records about alleged hush money payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. The jury that will decide the case includes a teacher, an investment banker, and a corporate lawyer.
The opening statements begin tomorrow and could take days. Former President Trump has said he is willing to take the stand in his own defense. A block party in Memphis turned deadly. Interim Police Chief C.J. Davis says 8 people were shot, 2 killed, and they're still looking for the 2 suspects.
Right now, we don't have any suspects in custody. The Memphis Police Department and our partners are working tirelessly to identify these individuals. We already have received some video footage.
And a tragic accident at a boat club in Newport, Michigan. 2 children were killed, multiple people injured when a vehicle plowed into an area where a kid's birthday party was taking place. Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodenough.
66-year-old female driver of the vehicle, who will not be identified at this time, has been taken into police custody for operating while intoxicated, causing
death. An eight-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother were killed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to fake.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Good morning. 3 minutes after 5 o'clock on your Sunday morning, coming down is a double dip of Frank Martin Bush as Max Inc. Americana on Civic Media.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I'd had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. And I fumbled through my closet, through my clothes to find my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair, and I stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. Well, I smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Somewhere down the street, I caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to somewhere, something I think I lost along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of that sleepy city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down. In a park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl. Was swinging, and I stopped beside a Sunday school and I listened to the songs they were singing. Somewhere far away, I heard the sound of a lonely bell ringing, and it echoed through the canyon like a disappearing song from yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes the body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of that sleepy city sidewalk Sunday morning coming down.
that night. I met a girl, I met a girl, down on the corner of 4th and Pearl.
Americana on Civic Media. We are local music with Frank Martin Bush and I Met a Girl, a double dip of Frank Martin Bush, Sunday morning coming down. If you'd like to see Frank Martin, you can go to the Stormy's music venue in Beaver Dam next Saturday, April 27th. He'll be there rocking out for the night. Plus on Sunday, you can see Frank Martin Bush in Orfordville, Wisconsin, at Stables Bar and Grill. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Americana across the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Jimmy Kay. It's original country, folk, and bluegrass until 6 a.m. this morning. We got music on the way from God's Outlaw out of Milwaukee, Candace Griffin from Madison, and we'll do the cancellations, too. They're out of Nashville, Tennessee. This song here, I got to ask you before I play it. Did you adopt a dog from a shelter? Do you have a dog that you love that has been your best friend since you brought him home? This song might be about your dog. Here's Eddie Berth and his adoption dog. It's called Moral.
This is a song about my best friend. She's white, black, brown, long, and thin. She's just a coon hound from the shelter. She hails from Alabama, where can hunt raccoons, tracking hounds of hell. She never made the cut for treeing. Right now she could pay for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you've ever had a four-legged friend who's made your life a little brighter. Yeah.
Here we go.
To a squirrel, she's just a stalker. She's the best goddamn tree in the wild. Coon hound ever bred in the USA. She's proud to be a Midwest girl with her nose to the ground and a worry in the world. And I think she even likes the snow now. Try and take a bone and she'll growl like a brat. She ain't nothing more than a neighborhood cat or being mistaken for a beagle. At home she's the queen of the yard. If a critter walks by, she'll sound the alarm. Run around a howling and a ruin. And she goes just like this, she goes.
much more than she'll ever know. I know one day that she'll pass on, but this home we made, it won't be the same when she's gone. Right now she can bathe for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before mine? I bet that you'd understand if you ever had a four-legged friend who made your life a little brighter. When you look to the sky, do you see an old night? Or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war? When you see your reflection, is it marred with deception? How do you hold yourself so high above brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war?
Maxine Americana on Civic Media. We are local music with the Cancellations out of Nashville, Tennessee. The song is called Taking You to War, a personal favorite of mine from the Cancellations. They're going to be coming to Madison in June. In fact, the Cancellations will be live in the studio with me on Maxine Sunday night on June 16th. Eddie Berth in front of that with Moral. I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Maxine Americana. Let's do some Candace Griffin now in the morning. It's Maxine Americana. Thank you.
trial for murder, for a crime I wish I did commit. So I'm gonna go out kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the spit. Well, they'll all think I did it, so I packed my guns and hid. After I smiled over his body and I left him for lying dead. Should have seen the look in her eyes when I came home and I caught him with my wife. I can hear them angels calling, but the demons whispered calmly, do thy will to that man you do despise. Well, a man's heart couldn't handle the fury I showed just when I turned and blew out the candle. And I roared as I rushed at them. Well, if there's a problem with the gallows, when they open up that door, devil's been sitting there but bellows, as you can't have your ass no more. Should have seen the look in their eyes when I dropped down to the dirt by my surmise.
God's Outlaw out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Poetic Justice on Max Inc. Americana. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison, and you can shop online, igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Stand by. We got music on the way from Mason Meyer. It's Max Inc. Americana.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. Americana on Civic Media with Mason Meyer and the Bible and the Gun.
In the reflection, what do I see? Is it the devil or is it me? Is it me that I can see? Or is it the devil growing inside of me? Grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or I gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun? Grab that Bible, start to run. For that devil has his fun. Pray to the Lord and the Holy Son. Release this feeling of evil inside of me. Grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or I gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun? Please, Lord, set me free. All this hate and misery. Should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun? as I run, drop to my knees. As my body begins to heal, please, Lord, set me free. All this pain and misery, grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or I gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible? Or should I use that gun?
what we gonna do? getting tired of waiting around. I see your mouth moving, but that's all you're doing. Don't see many reasons to stay in this house. So you do what you do best. Well, I'm working on packing my bags. You just keep working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy, but nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy, but I'll be long, long gone before that. There ain't no changing it. I made up my mind. Something you never did. Time after time, I'll be driving down I-65 while you keep working on, working on.
On it. That's Kaylin Cole on Max Inc. Americana. Kaylin, of course, down in Nashville, working on it on her new music. Put out some videos. Can't wait to see what she does next. The Material Boys before that with Whiskey's Gone and Bible and the Gun. That was Mason Meyer out of Brooklyn, Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Americana this morning. Really appreciate you. Coming up across the Civic Media Radio Network, it's Native Roots Radio with Robert Pilot. That's at 6. Then at 7 this morning, it's the Music of the Stars with the mighty Lou Regani. Stick around for that. And if you're listening to the replay of Max Inc. Americana on Monday morning, we have your local morning shows coming up here in Madison. It's John and Gordy Show. Other shows around the network are the Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, Mino and the Mayor in Green Bay and Oshkosh, and the Don Rosen Show for those of you listening on WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. Be sure to check your local listings at civicmedia.us and grab the Civic Media app. Get that in your phone. It's the best way to listen when you're out driving around, jumping from town to town. It's a really cool app, and you can set your home station to WMDX and tell them Jimmy K sent you. We've got music on the way this morning from Old Soul Society before we get out of here. Luke McGovern, too. Right now is Jeffrey James and Tower Hill. It's Max Inc. Americana on Civic Media. We are local music.
And all I need is 30 minutes, 5 days a week is better than 40 hours of losing your soul. And why don't you show? Cause I wanna know, and why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow. And I wanna
Bramble brush, my feet made of brass.
Max Inc. Americana with Luke McGovern and Hounds. Jeffrey James before that with Tower Hill. Both of those guys are out of Madison. Folk singers out of Madison. How you doing this morning? Thank you for tuning in to Max Inc. Americana. Really appreciate you. Native Roots Radio is coming up at 6 this morning. And don't forget Lou Regani at 7. And I'll be back at 6 tonight, 6 p.m. on Sunday night with the Max Inc. Top 10. Also Rocker's Closet. We'll have an encore presentation of the Live in the Lair from last night's Butterbrick performance. Was just off the hook. And, of course, Max Inc. Heavy tonight at 10 o'clock. Get all the podcast and all the details at maxincradio.com. Last song of the morning here. It's Old Soul Society and Carolina. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Set my eyes to see, and I'm gonna stay out for miles. I'm gonna play it over in my mind. Oh, no.
See if I'm gonna find me some peace.
But I had to get out of Wisconsin. All that wagon, gonna find my way. And the good Lord. Stay high, seeing if I'm gonna find me some.
something set my eyes to see. And I'm gonna stare out for miles, gonna play it over in my mind. Oh, oh, see if I'm gonna find me some peace. Just see if I can find me some peace. Just see if I could find me some.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters? A class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.